Here in the Cathedral of St. Mary and All Saints, a service is being held for those who died in the Viscount aircraft Tanyani, BPWAS, near Kariba last Sunday. The service will be conducted by the Dean of Salisbury, the Very Reverend John Da Costa.
In the name of God Most High, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Amen. Clergymen, I am frequently told, should keep out of politics, and I thoroughly agree. Yet times come when it is necessary to speak out, and in direct and forthright terms, like trumpets with unmistakable notes, and I believe that this is one such time. Nobody who holds sacred the dignity of human life can be anything but sickened at the events attending the crash of the Viscount Hunyani. Survivors have the greatest call on the sympathy and assistance of every other human being. The horror of the crash was bad enough, but that this should have been compounded by murder of the most savage and treacherous sort leaves us stunned with disbelief and brings revulsion in the minds of anyone deserving the name human. This bestiality, worse than anything in recent history, stinks in the nostrils of heaven. But are we deafened with the voice of protest from nations who call themselves civilized? We are not. Like men in the story of the Good Samaritan, they pass by on the other side. One listens for loud condemnation by Dr. David Owen, himself a medical doctor trained to extend mercy and help to all in need. One listens and the silence is deafening. One listens for loud condemnation by the President of the United States of America, himself a man from the Bible Baptist belt, and again the silence is deafening. One listens for loud condemnation by the Pope, by the Chief Rabbi, by the Archbishop of Canterbury, by all who love the name of God, and again the silence is deafening. So who is to be blamed for this ghastly episode? First, those who fired the guns. Who were they? Youths and men who, as likely as not, were until recently in church schools. And that is the first terrible fact. Men who went over to the other side in a few months have been so indoctrinated that all that they have previously learned has been obliterated. How could this happen if they had been given a truly Christian education? To you, dear people, in the front of this great cathedral church, I have nothing but sympathy, and we share your grief. I have nothing but revulsion for the less than human act of murder which has so horrified us all. I have nothing but amazement at the silence of so many of the political leaders of the world. And I have nothing but sadness that our churches have failed so badly in the past to practice what we preach. May God forgive us all, and may he bring all those who died so suddenly and unprepared into the light of his glorious presence. Amen.